Our final audio report this morning comes from our good friend Chris, who reports from Hill Lake in Hill City, Minnesota.
Good morning, John and Heidi. Chris here on Hill Lake. Boy, this week brought some cool temperatures at night. May 8th, low was 24. On the 9th, we had snow, sleet, rain, and our only high temperature was on the 6th of 64. The superflower moon was bright for three good nights until it got cloudy. New birds that I've seen this week was a white-breasted sparrow, chirping sparrow, rose-breasted grosbeak, male-female, golden-winged warbler, male-female, brown-headed cowbird, male-female, and a gray catbird. Also, my friend Stephen Janey reported 20-plus yellow-rumped warblers on the 9th at their house in an ash tree on the lake. This week, I also watched Robin and Phoebe making nests on platform boxes. That's all for this week. Be safe and happy trails.
Thanks, Chris. Always nice to get a good report from Hill City. Lots of things going on down there. Some of those things are even happening around us here. And some of the emails I got this week. We had an email from Rose who said that the Hummers arrived in Chisholm on the 11th, and Deb in Grand Rapids who said Hummers on the 8th, and my niece who lives in Minnetonka or St. Louis Park, just west of the Twin Cities, Alan saw a darner, a green darner on the 1st of May and Orioles on the 6th of May. Brad reported from the Grand Rapids area, the rose-breasted grosbeaks on the 11th. I had them about that same time. Ed down in Deerwood said the turkeys are back. On the 6th, he had his Orioles. On the 7th, the painted turtles and cowbirds. On the 10th, his first Hummer. And on the 11th, his first blue azure butterfly. So those are some reports from around the area. If you'd like to include your reports in those notes, why, you can send an email to me at jlatimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. Or you can send a note to comments at kaxe.org. You can send your own voice. You can call our talkback line. That number is 218-999-9876. And you can also reach us by letters. We love to get your letters. So any way you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you.